Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Distributed nationally by the Gab Radio Network.
Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. We're having a great visit with our good friend Chester Elton, the founder of The Culture Works, author of many books on how to motivate and encourage your people. And we're talking about how to grow it, have your team become a great team. And a high functioning team. And we were talking just before the break about, I brought up the term crowdsourcing. I'm sorry, not crowdsourcing, the wisdom of crowds. One of the main things I took away from James Surowiecki's book by that title was that they found that if they put five PhDs who knew all about one topic together in a room and had them try to solve a problem. And in another room, they put three PhDs and two high school graduates together, that the diverse group had a better result than the other one.
So when you're putting
your teams together, you know, maybe you need to throw a ringer in there, right?
Well, and that's what Bell Helicopter did, right? Said, look, we had a room full of aviation engineers. Let's bring in some designers. Let's bring in some creative people to add to the formula, and the stuff they're designing now is like space age. You know, it's interesting when they surveyed their customers, and let's never forget it's all about the customer, right?
Right.
They said, listen, the feedback was, well, your helicopters are very reliable, but they're not very appealing.
They're not sexy.
Yeah, exactly. They'd say, listen, when we think of Bell helicopters, we think of Huey helicopters from Vietnam, you know, which are anything
exactly.
But this idea, you know, that you talk about crowdsourcing and so on, you know, Google, we referenced the study they did. They studied 180 teams at Google for 5 years. They called the study Aristotle. You know, if you're listening, Google that and look it up. But it's really interesting. He says, what we found was the number one element to high-performance teams was that there was this place of emotional and psychological safety. In other words, there are no stupid ideas. I want everybody's opinion, even if you're a high school kid with a PhD group, right? Give us your ideas. And it was really interesting. At the end, they said, during the brainstorming sessions and the idea sessions, one rule is nobody laughs at you or the idea. You treat every idea with respect. Mm-hmm. Isn't that interesting?
Yeah. No question about it. And somebody... You know, it's been interesting in my career. I've been brought in for many years to organizations as the only outsider in various meetings. And the reason is because, I mean, these particular companies know I know about them. I know I care about them. But I'm not so vested in the company that I can't say, why is that purple?
Right.
Why does that have to be purple? And over the years, I've been able to ask those questions, and then people would say, "Well, it doesn't have to be purple." Well, did you have you asked customers whether they like purple? and we've gotten to the bottom of some stuff.
Yeah, and that diversity of opinion is so important. You know, when you think of innovation. I mean, Google pops to the top of the list, right? And it was so important to them that they took 5 years to do this study. Well, you'll love, I was listening to a radio interview that one of the head researchers was doing, and they went through the various steps and so on. It was fairly detailed, very scholarly. And the interviewer said, well, if you had to sum up, you know, the key element to a high-performance team and the dynamic within the team members, just in a few words, what would it be? And you're going to love this. He said, I can sum it up in two words. Be nice. You know, be respectful of each other. Be nice to each other. And you're going to get people that will feel psychologically safe, and they'll give you their great ideas.
We learned it in kindergarten, right? There are no stupid questions.
I, 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 I laugh time and time again. You know, I get to present at a lot of conferences, as do you. And when it comes to this part about, you know, valuing each other and appreciating each other, I always tell them, I said, look, this isn't anything your mama didn't tell you when you were five years old. She told you to say, please and thank you. You know, clean up after yourself. Don't push, don't hit, don't bite. And it's still good advice.
And there are no stupid questions.
That's right. That's right. This whole idea of let's get the data out there. Let's get the ideas out there. We can throw anything out. The whole idea is we can challenge everything.
There's one thing, though, we have to, and I'm sick in here in the minute we have left, and I've been covering this a little bit in the last few days, and that is in a small business, for the boss or the leader of an organization to realize that without realizing it, they might be putting off an intimidation factor. They might be exuding an intimidation factor. And so they've got to not just be passive about saying things like there are no stupid questions. You know, nobody's going to get fired here. You have to be a little more active about it, a little more intentional to ensure that your very presence isn't making people shut up. What do you think?
Absolutely. Open the doors to their people's minds, open the doors to their ideas, and listen. Don't be the one that's always talking.
Mm-hmm.
You've got it exactly.
And maybe, and I'll tell you something else, I've recommended to leaders when I've helped other people do this sort of thing, I've recommended that they not even go to the meeting. I've told the owner of a company, you can't go to your own meeting.
Great advice.
And
that's what's happened at Bell Helicopter. He would come in and they'd say, you know what, I don't think you should be here.
Yeah, it happens.
Back later.
I need a website quickly.
It's theCultureWorks.com. We've got all kinds of fun papers and training. We invite you to come in, and most of it's free. So
thanks,
we're big
Chester.
Supporters of small businesses and Jim Blasingame. Thanks for having me on the show, Jim.
Thanks.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.